In the name of Allah, assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to another episode of The Teacher with me, your host, Muhammad. Today, we're going to talk about modesty or haya in Islam. Stay tuned.
Peace be with you, my brother, my friend. Come join me at the fire once again. It bears no judgment, shame or pride. It warms from every side. Its light is lost without your eyes. Come join me at the fire.
Welcome back, dear listeners of The Teacher, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Islam lays a great deal of emphasis on modesty, which is known as haya in Arabic. The reason modesty is so important is that people in a Muslim society will live a more secure, safe, and civilized life with it, and a barbaric, insecure, and uncivilized life without it. We have different kinds of modesty. The first one that comes to mind is with respect to guarding one's private parts for both genders or dressing in a modest way because one is shy of showing certain parts of his body. This is something that relates to hijab for both men and women. But modesty is a lot more than that. It is not limited to clothing or not revealing certain parts of the body. Modesty in Islam is a kind of having shyness of something with a good intention. We have in the Quran that Allah says that when believers at the time of the Prophet would be invited to his house to eat after they have finished eating, Allah commands the companions of the Prophet not to stay too long at his house and leave once they've finished eating, because the Prophet's modesty or haya does not allow him to tell them to leave. In other words, the Prophet is so well-mannered and polite that he is ashamed of telling his companions to leave, despite the fact that it bothers him for them to stay and chat, as the Quran says. However, Allah is not ashamed of expressing the truth. So, haya and modesty is something human beings should have. Okay, so this is something which is only exclusive to human beings. But not all the time. In certain situations, the only time Muslim people should not be ashamed of each other and should not have the specific kind of haya which one has with respect to others and non-mahrams or even certain mahrams is with respect to a husband and wife. Nevertheless, the word haya and modesty has a very broad usage in Islam, which we have to observe the different kinds of it in the right situation.
شربنا على فكري
حبيبي مدامتا
ساكرنا بها من قال
لأن يخلق الكرم
IRIB English Radio.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
مولانا يا مولانا مولانا يا مولانا مولانا يا مولانا مولانا يا مولانا 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 يا مولانا 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 يا مولانا.
Welcome back, dear listeners of the program, The Teacher, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Islam lays a great deal of emphasis on haya and modesty. It is said that a person who doesn't have haya doesn't have iman either. If he or she claims that he or she has faith or iman, but doesn't have modesty, that person is lying. You could be modest without faith, but you can't have faith without being modest. So, what exactly do we mean by modesty? We said one kind is just guarding your private parts from the sight of others. Almost everyone has this kind of modesty, even non-Muslims. This is because everyone is ashamed of revealing that part of their body. But modesty in Islam has a much broader scope. It is especially relevant when we're dealing with the relationship and interactions between a male and a female, particularly if they're not mahram or married to each other. But it also relates to same-gender relationships and interactions, just like we said how the Prophet would be ashamed of telling his companions to leave his house even though it bothered him for them to stay. That was one example. Another example would be whenever a Muslim lady who has perfect hijab does not reveal any part of her body which must be covered based on the laws of Islam, shows her modesty by not talking to non-mahram men, or even if she has to, she does so modestly and not in an attractive way. The same goes for a Muslim man. He should not speak in a seductive way to a non-mahram woman. These are just some examples of being ashamed of doing something, which is called haya or modesty, because it is for the sake of preserving one's faith or piety. Another meaning of haya or modesty in Islam could be politeness and being well-mannered. A person who has a sharp tongue and is used to swearing at things and people is a person who does not have haya. Basically, he is not ashamed of saying whatever he wants, even if it is very obscene. This is why we should be shameful of saying certain things. So we have to be modest even when we speak. Now we will listen to Brother Hasnain Rajab Ali, who will talk about today's topic.
This point that I'm mentioning, that I'm going to point now, is what we call haya, the level of dignity. So I want to address this clearly to us all. We can question the integrity of what kind of a dress we should wear. How far can I cut my shirt off for it to be halal? What kind of a dress can a woman wear? Does it have to be loose? Can it be tight? What if it's tight over here and loose over here? I want to establish a principle that you and I need to focus on, which is the principle of dignity, the principle of chastity. These are principles. What does it mean? Dignity, chastity. See, if I say I see a woman come in front of me and she's talking to me and she's got a certain demeanor. Demeanor means the way she talks, the way she stands, the way she looks, the way she moves her shoulders. You'll see that, wow, this woman is very dignified. How? She's elegant in her movements, but she's telling you, back off. I'm dignified. Now let's go for the men. The same thing. You'll find some men in front of women, you'll see that they look down. They're very dignified. When women come by, they carry themselves. They're so not only dignified among the women, they're dignified among the men. I'll give you an example. One of the brothers was saying, brother, come and help me, show me how to do a certain exercise, you know, to lift weights. I said, no problem. So as he is now on the bench and he's doing the exercise, he was wearing, you know, shorts up to his knees. And when he sat down, his shorts went up a little bit, a couple of inches from his knees. And every second he kept pushing it down to his knees. I said, subhanAllah, look, I'm a man. I'm a brother. But he's so concerned about that short that he's wearing, which is crossing his knees, that while he's sitting on this bench, he doesn't want that short to go further than his knee. He keeps pushing it. I said, now that's dignity. That's dignified. He doesn't have to. He can say, look, you're a brother. And of course, even between brothers, we have to cover ourselves properly. But the point is, it's a dignified character. When a person is in the shower, he's among the brothers, he covers himself. It's dignified. He says, Sharia may allow me to show my chest to you. But no. I feel ashamed to show it. Unless I have to, I won't show it to you. That's dignity. When a woman does that and a man does that, there's a level of dignity, which is where when we talk about Ahlul Bayt, 100% each and every one of us, if I mention one name, Fatimah al-Zahra salamullahi alayha, pretty much I can say, because I can speak on your behalf, guaranteed, one of the first things that comes to your mind is dignity. Don't even use adjectives about her that create a sense of what we call ignobility, if you want to call it. No. Dignity is at the level where you're practical, you're pragmatic, you're functioning fully, you're totally engaged, you're able to submit totally to the will of Allah, but you're dignified. Meaning you haven't locked yourself out, you haven't become antisocial, you haven't gone into a room and no one looks at you in order for you to maintain your dignity. Oh no, you are working, you're in the heart of humanity, but the world sees you with dignity. That's why I say to the sisters and the brothers, our dress should be dignified. Not only the dress, how we walk, how we talk. Adam alayhi salam was asked, you know, remember he was given three options, haya, deen, or aql. He says, I want aql. He says, why do you want aql? Jibreel is asking. He says, because aql, when I use my mind, my haya, which is my dignity, my shame, will come into vision. And my deen, which is my rituals and how I submit to Allah, will come into vision because of aql.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is farstoday.com. Welcome back, dear listeners of The Teacher, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Unfortunately, nowadays, we see that haya and modesty is not being shown by the majority of the people in the world, including Muslims. Like we said, modesty is not limited to clothing and attire. It also includes how one speaks and behaves. We see that Muslims, both men and women, are not showing modesty, whether it is in the way they dress or the way they speak and behave. So how can we solve this problem? How can we stop these people from behaving this way? Because this behavior will destroy Islam and the youth will be driven into moral corruption. There are times when one should be ashamed of something. That would be showing modesty, and there are times when one should not be ashamed of something, and that is when expressing the truth and enjoining the good and forbidding evil, which is called Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy anil Munkar. These immodest and indecent behaviors must be stopped one way or another. People themselves need to give verbal warnings to people who are showing immodest behavior. Of course, this is provided that they don't sense any danger for doing such a thing, and they know it will have an effect. The way of giving the warning is also very important. One should not shout and yell at them and get angry at them, because obviously this will have an opposite effect. You should talk to them gently and show that you want their good and you don't want to insult them. So when it comes to Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy anil Munkar, enjoining the good and forbidding evil, of course, one should not be ashamed of doing any of the obligatory acts, which includes prayer, fasting, zakat, khums, hajj, and so on. One should be modest only in doing something which goes against religion and morality.
They filled my path full of doubt and wouldn't hear me out, but still I chased my dreams. They told me to quit.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher. Until next time, goodbye.
I will shine on tomorrow, light the way for all to follow. From the darkness I will shine.
Learning from the past, I tried to stare the world in the eyes. find strength to pull me through. I saw through my tests and trials a road that ran 1,000 miles. At the end was home.